Welcome to Generally Speaking, Opelousas General Health System's podcast. My name is Mackenzie Fontenot, and today we have Dr. Sibi Ayolor, cardiologist with Cardiovascular Institute of the South. Welcome, Dr. Sibi.
Hi.
So, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role here at Opelousas General Health System and CIS?
So, I am a cardiologist here. I specialize in heart failure. I'm actually also the chief of medicine at the hospital. So we have a multidisciplinary approach when we take care of our patients. And so being the chair of medicine, you know, we have to kind of keep in mind with all those different disciplines. As a cardiologist, I do pay attention to all the different kinds of cardiovascular diseases for my patients. And I do have a specialty in heart failure, so that's my passion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that means we definitely keep you busy with everything you got going on.
Especially recently with the whole Mardi Gras festivities.
Yeah, we like to celebrate and party hard down here. So February celebrates American Heart Month, which is a great opportunity to talk about the warning signs of a heart attack. Can you touch base on that and explain some of the concerning symptoms?
So some of the symptoms for a heart attack people kind of already know, which is chest pain, some discomfort, indigestion is something that some people don't consider that as a heart attack symptom, but it really is. A lot of times people are short of breath when they're exerting themselves, and that's just because the heart has to work harder and it's having trouble doing that. Some of the lesser known signs, again, are fatigue and, again, nausea. People don't sometimes attribute that to having heart disease.
So pay attention and listen to your body's warning signs, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. If something is happening, we all know intrinsically if we don't feel well for whatever reason. And so that's just something to pay attention to.
Yeah. So we've often heard that women and men experience different symptoms of heart attacks. Can you tell us the differences in some of those symptoms?
Right. So in general, men typically do get chest pain. They feel that shortness of breath when they're really exerting themselves. Those are kind of the main kind of symptoms that men have. Women typically get fatigued, and they also get short of breath, and sometimes they have some nausea. These very atypical symptoms that are attributed to women.
So speaking of those symptoms, who is at risk for heart attacks?
It's funny because the Cajun people definitely are. They have some predominance of having hyperlipidemia or elevated cholesterol panels, and that's what builds up blockages, and that's just part of their genetics. But in general, people with other sort of health concerns, such as diabetics and people with high blood pressure and people with kidney disease, they're all at higher risk of having heart disease.
Wow, yeah, so that's some great information to know. So know your pre-existing conditions. Yeah. What are some of the things that individuals can do today to reduce their risks for a heart attack?
So in general, people should do some things. We all know that we should eat right and exercise, but really that does help. That helps a lot of different ways. One, it helps in the sense that, you know, you're taking care of your body, and so you're kind of working out some of that extra cholesterol and sugar and lowering your blood pressure. You know, so you're getting yourself healthy. But the other way it helps is actually you'll learn yourself better. So you'll be able to see if you're able to do these things that you should be able to do, or if there's a change in those things. If you're used to exercising and running maybe 10, 15 minutes and you get tired in the first 5 to 10, well, something has changed. And so if you're not doing that on the regular basis, you wouldn't know that that changed. And that'd be an early sign that something's happening before it becomes something terrible.
Right, yeah. So what role does exercise play in reducing your risk for a heart attack? Can we elaborate more on that?
Yeah, kind of like what I said, like it helps you see what you're capable of. But also, a lot of my patients who've had heart attacks, we want them to exercise. We need, and especially my heart failure patients, you know, people can have heart failure and they don't know, and that's one problem. But if they do have heart failure and they've gotten better after some treatment, exercising really lets us know how they're doing. And so, I mean, we typically actually do a test called a 6-minute walk test once they're treated to see how far they walk in 6 minutes, and that actually has some good, what we say, prognostic indication And so it tells us how strong their heart's really doing and what's their likelihood of survival or needing a transplant in the future based just on that. But if a patient tells me, hey, I'm walking several miles a day, I'm exercising well, I know they're at lower risk of having any sort of terrible outcome. But if they can't even, for example, if they can't even make their own bed or take a shower or even clean their home, well, I know that, hey, this person is a bit sicker and we need to sort of do some things to kind of help them. Their own exercise capacity is one thing, right? But they can increase that by exercising. And it doesn't have to be a lot. That's what people don't realize. It's not like running a marathon every day. It really is about 15 minutes, three times a week. 20 minutes, three times a week. Then you start building out tolerance and increase your exercise tolerance. That's all you really need to do, and you need to break a sweat. A lot of times my patients tell me, oh, when I go to work, I'm running around and I'm so busy. And they might be busy. I'm not saying they're not. They're working. But no one wants to break a sweat at work.
Right.
So you need to break a sweat. Yeah. That's the key thing there.
So every minute counts in a heart attack and in your exercise as well.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Sibby. It was great to sit down and talk to you about Heart Month. We'll see you next time on Generally Speaking.